This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
As we are maybe all gearing up for the summer months, with maybe more time out and about in our gardens if we have one, taking a stroll around a local park, or dare I say it, a visit to the beach either here in the UK or abroad. Elizabeth, with the warmer weather seeming to be coming and going at the moment, what are some of the things we should all be thinking about at this time of year?
Well, I think, first of all, Toby, I know it's probably maybe a little premature, but heat exhaustion is something to really know about. If you're suffering from heat exhaustion, you feel tired, you're dizzy, you may even be sick, and you have excessive sweating, your skin becomes pale and clammy, and there could be a rash, but obviously that's quite different if you've got a darker skin. Cramps in the arms, legs. You start to breathe very heavily, your heartbeat goes up, high temperature, you're very thirsty and very weak.
So having heat stroke is quite dangerous then?
Yes, I think what we usually say is if somebody is unwell for, say, 30 minutes, and maybe look at the clock when they start to become unwell, and even after cooling down and drinking water, which are the two things to do, if they are still unwell after 30 minutes with the high temperature, and what happens is the skin looks very red and it doesn't look as if it's sweating, which is unusual. The same symptom like fast heartbeat, fast breathing, there could be confusion. And really, in extreme cases, a fit and you lose consciousness. Now, this is a medical emergency. I hope never anybody has to experience that, but you need to phone 999. So this is where it's very, very hot and the person is just not recovering.
So I suspect prevention is the most important thing to consider then.
I think it's all about minimising getting too hot. Keeping in the shade, if you can, obviously increasing the amount of water you're drinking. Also being aware of how you feel. Are you becoming uncomfortable in the heat? Can you get into a cooler space?
Elizabeth, are there people who are at particular danger to heatstroke then?
I think the two extremes of age, Toby. So, for example, the very young and the very elderly. Also, if you have a particular condition, such as a heart condition or diabetes, or you're already dehydrated through, say, a stomach upset.
So it's all about prevention then?
Yeah, we need to drink lots of extra water and really find a cool environment to get you down, if you like, to get your temperature down to a normal state.
Finally, Elizabeth, is it true that some sunscreens have been found not to be giving people adequate protection? Is that true? Because that sounds quite shocking to me.
Yeah, this was a Which magazine article, Toby. Now, they suggested that three of the creams tested, as you say, didn't come up to the standards expected. Now, that's according to the SPF protection on the labels. Now, as these makes have been widely circulated, it's certainly worth asking, particularly in your pharmacy, it's different maybe in a supermarket, but asking your pharmacy about the correct protection, really for you, before you venture into the sun. So that's really for a nice hot summer, the correct protection for you.
Well, as always, some really useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
info@elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a delight, Toby.